With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A rainy Christmas in Southern California. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The storm system could cause mudslides and debris flows in areas scorched by January's wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen is urging holiday travelers to stay off the roads both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
If you're planning to be out on the roads during the Christmas holiday, please reconsider your plans. By the time we get to late Wednesday through Friday, many areas will likely be experiencing significant flooding along with rock slides and mudslides.
I'm Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans signing up for unemployment dropped by 10,000 last week to 214,000. That's well below the 232,000 economists had been expecting, those who were surveyed by FactSet. The suspect in the shooting of two National Guard troops near the White House could face the death penalty.
The 29-year-old man accused in the shootings has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and other charges in the District of Columbia. But he also faces additional federal charges. And U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says with the case being transferred to federal court, the death penalty is a possible outcome. 20-year-old Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom was killed in the attack, while 24-year-old Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf survived and is facing a long recovery. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gallup's latest holiday tracking highlights a gradual cultural shift. 88% of Americans now say they celebrate Christmas. That reflects an ongoing softening from 90% back in 2024, an even sharper decline than the 96% who say they observe Christmas back in 2005. The data indicate secular customs remain resilient, but the religious expressions are falling off. This is SRN News. Are you actively involved in spreading the gospel message?
If the answer is no, you are not alone. A new poll from the Barna Group finds just 31% of Christians say they believe that they have a personal responsibility to try and tell others about faith in Christ. That's down from 41% back in 2002, the highest percentage Barna recorded in the past 25 years. The most disturbing thing about these numbers is that even as evangelism wanes, an increasing number of unsaved Americans say they are interested in the gospel. Michael Harrington reporting.
An attempt by Israeli authorities to write a routine parking ticket in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem turned violent this month as members of the community quickly gathered to protest, attacking and injuring 13 police officers. The violence reflects growing tensions between the Israeli authorities and the ultra-Orthodox as the government mulls plans to draft them into the Israeli military. This is SRN News. Australia's New South Wales state has enacted tougher gun control laws. That comes on the heels of a deadly anti-Semitic Bondi Beach massacre. Here's the BBC's Phil Mercer.
The state government here says these new laws are the toughest gun reforms Australia has ever seen. There will be a limit on the number of firearms an individual can own. There'll also be a raft of other restrictions, including far more stringent screening and licensing regulations for firearms owners. There was also an amendment made that will make it very difficult, if not impossible, for anyone who has associations with people suspected of terrorism from ever owning a firearm.
That is BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. On Wall Street, it was an abbreviated trading session. It saw all the major indexes head for new high territory. The Dow was up by 288 points, the NASDAQ up by 51. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.